and evil that they're. What are you doing?
I'm recording this.
We're hunting for a book written by a demon, and you're coming with us. This is the Walk in Darkness podcast.
Hey everyone, we're sitting at the kitchen table for this one. We've got whiskey, and Sutton made these amazing bean and cheese burritos. We're talking homemade refried beans, homemade tortillas, homemade salsa, and gobs and gobs and gobs of cheese. Oh, Jesus, fuck, these things are messy, but they're damn good.
Well, thank you. It is the one thing I know how to make really well. But, you know, I did it because we're having a homecoming party for you. But I forgot one major ingredient, the avocado.
Ah, screw the avocado. I don't miss it. I mean, with all this gobs of cheese and homemade goodness, oh, it's awesome. But is this really a party if it's just the two of us?
Oh, yeah, because there's a million people listening, so I think it's one hell of a party.
A million people listening? I don't know if we've got enough food for a million people.
Hell, I know we definitely don't have enough booze.
Well, I'm not the one who invited a million people to this little shindig of yours. But since I'm recording this and they're here, what do you say you tell them what you were just telling me?
Okay. So, I'm beginning to think good and evil are just two sides of the same coin. And to think otherwise, we're just lying to ourselves. Oh, you got cheese hanging off your chin.
I was saving that for later.
Well, here's a paper towel. Clean your face.
Fine.
Okay, so it was really Ariel's Ford that made me start thinking if good and evil can exist at the same time in the same person, maybe they're not all that different in the first place. Maybe that's what Gano meant when he told you that good and evil doesn't work the way we think it does.
I don't know. I think you may be onto something.
Well, you know, in Gano, he claims to be working for the good guys, yet he lied to you on your first meeting. And you end up with the plague days after his visit.
Well, you're assuming that he's the one responsible for giving me the plague.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you're right. I mean, he did come to me with a warning. We sat down. I ignored it.
Yeah.
And maybe he decided to kick it up a level. But, on the flip side, think about this.
Okay.
What if it was Sarath? I mean, he knew Gano came to visit me. And maybe he wanted to send a warning of his own to make sure that I stayed on course with this investigation. Hmm. Now, think about it.
Okay.
It makes sense. The poisonous flowers, the card referring to Statement 5, which is about vengeance, and not one kind of plague. One wasn't enough. No, not for him. He needed to give me all three versions of the plague just to make his point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing that I can't figure out is this Statement 5 message about vengeance, is that aimed at Gano?
Hmm.
Or is it a warning of what I'll get if I go against Sarath and his apostles?
Oh, Christ. Ugh. Well, you know, and that's what I'm talking about. It's all this game of manipulation. The battle of good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
Each side wants to win at any cost.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we supposed to do to believe? Okay, look at the Bible. On one page, it's all good. And on another, it's all evil. You know, God loves us, but we should fear him because he's jealous and vengeful. I mean, what the fuck? Well, you know, there's also Exodus. Exodus talks about an eye for an eye. But Matthew tells us to turn the other cheek.
Oh, no, those aren't contradictions. Don't be silly. That's just God working in mysterious ways. But seriously, though, I kind of, something clicked here when you were saying that. You know that the Exodus verse that you just mentioned?
Yeah.
Well, that And the fifth satanic statement, the one that we assume Sarath sent me, they both say the same thing.
Wow. Yeah, I guess it does.
So, if this is really just a big giant game of manipulation, and good and evil are, I don't know, in a way interchangeable, then the purpose of the demonic testament is what?
I don't know.
So, here's another thought. What if Sarath is working independently? In other words, what if he's working for himself and not the devil?
Okay.
Maybe the demonic testament exposes all the lies. All the lies that we've been told forever and forever. Maybe this book, this demonic testament, holds the ultimate truth.
Okay, well, maybe it's a truth that shouldn't be revealed. I mean, what if this is a game of manipulation, is the only thing holding everything together? And
go on, say it.
What if this book brings, at worst, the end of the world? Or at best, it upsets the balance of everything. Look at our lives right now. You could say the world is, you know, very, very, very unbalanced.
You could say that.
It's pretty fucking chaotic.
Yeah, can't argue that.
But what if the preacher was right?
About the darkness, you mean?
Yeah. What if the last couple years is the darkness approaching?
Well, all right. The preacher's version of the darkness, as I understood it, is basically 1,000 years of hell on earth, you know, the fire, the torment, you know, all that stuff. We're all going to burn alive and all that nonsense. Now, that theory that he's got, the theory that it's all about the devil and hell on earth, would only make sense if Sarath is working with the devil.
Okay.
And if that's the case, then why the hell are we looking for a book written by Sarath, a demon, and not the devil himself?
Ooh, that's a good point.
See, and that's why I think he might be a free agent. And to take this even further, all right.
Okay.
What if Sarath is trying to be the only ruler? What if he's trying to unseat both God and the devil and take everything for himself?
Oh, I feel like you just said something hugely blasphemous right there.
Maybe I did, but if that's true, if that's what he's trying to do, then what is the darkness? The darkness, I think, it could be more of a transition of sorts than a punishment. Like we're always led to believe everything's always a punishment. Maybe the darkness, or whatever the hell you want to call it, is just a transition and not the end of the world. It might be something dark, uncomfortable, maybe even painful. But I think eventually we'll get on the other side of that, and we'll just be adjusted to knowing the truth.
Okay, so you're saying that the concept of good and evil would no longer exist.
I guess so, in a sense. I mean, a lot of people think the Satanic Church is all about human sacrifices, orgies, worshiping Satan, all the black and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, the truth really is, it's just a bunch of atheists. You know, they're not putting faith into any kind of God or deity to, you know, trying to find answers within that. They're finding answers within themselves. And really, they believe that they are a God. They're the God of themselves. Mm-hmm. So, in a sense, they're already practicing a version of, you know, not having this concept of good and evil.
So free, like free will.
Well, without these games of manipulation to decide between good and evil, right or wrong, we'll no longer be able to use good or evil to excuse or condemn actions of any kind.
Okay. So, yeah, you are talking about pure free will. I mean, that's really what you're saying, right? I mean, you think the demonic testament will bring pure free will.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I mean, I never really thought about it like that, but yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Where'd you get this whiskey, by the way? Volson White Rhino. I don't remember seeing this in the liquor store. Let's see here.
I didn't get it. It was here when I...
Oh, it's French. It's made in the French Alps.
Hey, Wally, look.
What? What am I looking at?
Look out the window.
Oh, shit.
What the hell is that?
I have no idea. I don't know. They look like monkeys, but not really.
Those are not monkeys. Monkeys don't have fucking horns. Those things have fucking horns. Wait. They're...
Yeah, they are.
Holy evil hell!
Hey, it's me, Sutton. If you like the Walk in Darkness podcast, please support our investigation by going to awalkindarkness.com. Expenses add up and every little bit helps us follow leads in the investigation. And don't forget, in between episodes, the story continues on Instagram. Follow A Walk in Darkness for the big picture. Thank you for listening and for your support.